You're listening to Community Radio WRFG Atlanta and on the World Wide Web at WRFG.org. 89.3 FM. We're proudly your listener-supported station for progressive information.
And the time on WRFG is just 1 minute past 5 o'clock. John Falstaff with you for the next 2 hours. Our 6 o'clock special today is all about a new Irish play that's opening on the 14th of April at the 14th Street Playhouse. We'll have an interview on that, so please stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we're going to take a listen to three artists who are coming to town and playing soon. Dick Henthold is playing this coming Friday at Emery. Andrew and Noah Van Norstrand are doing a house concert. I believe it's this Wednesday. And Tony DeMarco is doing a house concert, and that would be a little later, Saturday, the 16th of April. We're going to start off here with some big music from Northumbrian Small Pipes. This one is called First Leaves of Spring. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
lovely stuff there from master fiddler Tony DeMarco. And that was Paddy on the Turnpike and the Scholar from his album The Sligo Indians, which is available on Smithsonian Folkway Recordings. Very impressive label. Tony DeMarco is coming to town and doing a house concert, and it's all happening in the Roswell area on Saturday the 16th of April. I believe it's an early show. Davy Mathias of Corner House will be accompanying him on guitar. The phone number for information and the email are as follows: ken@mitteldorf.net. The phone number is 678-559-6796. That's 678-559-6796. We started with Dick Hensold and a track called First Leaves of Spring from his fun album Big Music for Northumbrian Small Pipes. Dick Hensold hails from the state of Minnesota, and he is doing a concert this coming Friday, which is the 8th of April, and it's all happening at Cannon Chapel, a very nice venue on Emory University's campus. The Celtic Company and the W.B. Yeats Foundation are presenting this concert. The concert's called Northumbrian Small Pipes and Other Strange Beasts, and the album is called Big Music for Northumbrian Small Pipes. We also heard in between from Andrew and Noah Van Norstrand, and you might know them as part of Great Bear Trio with Jay Unger and Molly Mason, are as part of the Giant Robot Dance. They're frequent guests on the Prairie Home Companion, and they're doing a house concert this coming Wednesday, just a few days away. It's all happening on Wednesday the 6th of April in the Oakhurst area, not too far from Decatur. And the phone number for that house concert is 770-289-3204. That's 770-289-3204. Please stay tuned till 6 o'clock because we have a special on an upcoming Irish play, an Atlanta, Georgia Southeast debut, and we're going to interview somebody in connection with that at 6 o'clock. In the meantime, let us now take a listen to some Welsh music. This is Gwyneth Gibbard.
Auburn Avenue Research Library kicks off its spring program events with the following programs. On Saturday, April 2nd, at 4 p.m. in the Carrie McFeeters Gallery, the library presents the Esoteric Lore Community Artist Workshop. This is a free community workshop facilitated by the artists of esoteric lore. Open to all ages, this workshop provides techniques used by these artists with the community at large. On Sunday, April 3rd, at 4 p.m., in collaboration with Georgia State University and WRFG Community Radio, the Auburn Avenue Research Library hosts discussions focusing on CONTELPRO, an acronym for a series of FBI counterintelligence programs designed to neutralize the civil rights and the anti-war movements in the United States during the 1950s and 60s. A film screening of the documentary CONTELPRO 101 will be shown during this event. Also, a panel discussion featuring Georgia State University's law professor Natsu Taylor Saitu, scholar and activist Ward Churchill, director of Freedom Archives Claude Marks, criminal defense investigator Watani Tayemba, and professor of African American Studies at Georgia State University, Akinyele Omoja, will take place. All events are open to the public. Detailed information is available at 404-730-4001, extension 100, or www.afpls.org.
This is another public service announcement from your station for progressive information, WRFG 89.3.
Ardywefus fi'n canna I carry at Fathlon Fall. Palle, my sign, dairi I melis, fin denning halon Lyra canol dydd a boed i rosyn gwryd ag iechyd i ddawnsio gan mlwydd ar dy rydd anghofi ar holl o ddafewydion a wnest i rywun enethau
Beautiful there in the Fenway, one of the better-known Welsh songs performed for us by Arlag. We started off with another Welsh number, a song by Gwenyn Gibbard from her current album, both of those available on Sign Records. In between, we went up to Cape Breton and took a listen to the late, great Jerry Holland from an album called Fiddler's Choice, Odyssey Records. We heard a track which on the box is just labelled as Fiddling Friends, but the actual tracks are identified as being the following jigs: Brydon MacLean's jig, James Kelly's trip to Cape Breton, and J.P. Cormier's jig. Again, that was Mr. Jerry Holland, who sadly passed away couple of years ago. Fine Cape Breton fiddler. The time here at WRFG is 27 minutes past 5. That means we have an hour and a half plus to go of terrific music, and as we said at the top of the hour, some information and an interview in connection with a brand new Atlanta, Georgia, Southeast production of an exciting Irish play from recent times. That's all coming up at the top of the hour. In the meantime, we're going to take you over to the Opera House in Wexford. Well, virtually speaking, last night the 2011 TG Cahar, that's the Irish language television station, Gráidún Ciall Awards, Music Awards, were given out, and we are going to highlight two of the winners today. We're going to have a little music from Traditional Musician of the Year, Mr. Noel Hill, on accordion and concertina. We'll hear from him in a moment. But first, an extraordinary breakthrough for American Irish musicians. Liz Carroll won Traditional Composer of the Year, and this has never been awarded to an American-born musician before. Of course, she is a stellar fiddler who's been to Atlanta many, many times, played at Ellie Zadig most recently, I believe, and we're going to take a listen to a little selection of tunes of her composition that might have helped sway the judges, and also Mr. Noel Hill. We're going to interpolate the two, starting off with Liz Carroll. And this is, again, Liz Carroll just won the Traditional Composer of the Year Award in Ireland in the Irish Language Television Station Awards, TG Cahar Awards, which took place last night. They were announced a couple of months ago, but the actual ceremony was last night, April the 2nd, at the Wexford Opera House. And congratulations to Liz. We're going to take a listen to a couple of tunes here from an album of hers called Lost in the Loop, a reference to her Chicago home base, of course. And the tunes are The Champagne Jig Goes to Columbia and Pat and Al's. Enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you.
lovely stuff there. From Ireland, right? Well, not quite. It's from Chicago. That was Liz Carroll. And one of her own compositions there, a lovely lament for the first generation. And that would be her parents who moved to Chicago from various parts of Ireland. Liz Carroll has just won the traditional Composer of the Year award. First time it was ever given to a non... It may have been given to somebody in the UK who was of Irish extraction, but certainly the first time it's ever gone to an American-born composer and, of course, a fine fiddler. Liz Carroll there. That was the awards ceremony last night at the 2011 T.G. Cahir Grolam Cole Awards at the Wexford Opera House. And actually, that will be broadcast on T.G. Cahir and will be available on the web. And that's all going to happen on Easter Sunday, which is the 24th of April. It'll be 9:30 p.m. Irish time, so that'll be 4:30, just before the Celtic show starts. So you might want to investigate that down the road in a couple of weeks. Okay, we started off with Liz Carroll and a bunch of tunes from her album Lost in the Loop, and we finished with that lovely lament, and the opening tune was The Champagne Jig Goes to Columbia and Pat and Al's, also of her own composition. In the middle, we heard another track from her award-winning album with John Doyle. The album's called Double Play, and we heard another lovely lament for Tommy Makin this time, and then it livened up with Within a Hen's Kick and The Slippery Slope, and that's from the album Double Play, which is on Compass Records. The Lost in the Loop album, which we start and finish with, is on Green Linnet Records from about 10 years ago. And we interpolated those three Liz Carroll tracks with some lively and very live recordings from Mr. Noel Hill on the concertina. Noel Hill won the award last night for the Traditional Musician of the Year at the Wexford Opera House in Ireland. And we took those tracks from an album he did with Tony McMahon and Irla Olinord. And the album was called Music of Dreams. It came out on Shanachie back in 1999. And the tracks we heard were The Hearty Bucks of Oran Moore solo concertina, a reel, and then we heard some more reels, The Rainy Day, The Merry Blacksmith, and The Silver Spear. There is a concert coming up this coming Friday at Emory University, and it is the Celtic Company and the W.B. Yeats Foundation presents Northumbrian Small Pipes and Other Strange Beasts. Mr. Dink Hensold from Minnesota will be bringing his Northumbrian pipes to Atlanta, and it's been a long time since we've had the chance to hear Northumbrian pipes. Very interesting concert coming up. It's at Kennan Chapel, which is a lovely venue at Emory. It's all happening this Friday at, I think it's 8 or 8:30, at Kennan Chapel, Emory University. Let's take a listen now to some Northumbrian pipes from Mr. Dick Hensold. The album's called Big Music for Northumbrian Small Pipes. Thank you.
There once were two cats of Kilkenny. Each thought there was one cat too many. So they fought, and they fit, and they scratched, and they bit, till, excepting their nails and the tips of their tails, instead of two cats, there weren't any.